My master Svara, the longing for knowledge, for awareness, for truth, for freedom, is growing more and more. This is what I'm igniting or hoping to ignite in everyone, Sharon. This dormant longing for freedom. Ordinary people have so many desires. But God is last on the list. So, when your personal desire disappears, and the heart is ignited, then a true longing comes. A true remembrance. That is something more. During mystic growth, I felt a strong and intense pain that I never felt before. It's the kind of pain that doesn't come out of any memories, situations, or anything else. It is strange to say, but it's like a clean, strong, and forceful pain. It's like a wave invading my body in a moment. So strong that I'm scared that I won't survive it. It was like I felt the pain of the whole world, the pain of everything, of everybody being just one thing. What is the opposite of pain? Is pain part of the balance between yin and yang? No. Yin and yang is beyond opposites. It's a reminder that you are whole. So it looks like opposite, black and white. But this together. So don't get lost in the opposites. Go beyond. It is an image of wholeness, of totality. So as long as you are bound to the ego, to the mind, which is divided into black and white, good and bad, right and wrong, then you are not in touch with the whole, with the totality. You are split. And we are all split into many, 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 many parts. And the whole journey is to come together again, to be one, beyond the opposites. Then you have to go beyond your physical, your identification with the body, to remember what is beyond. So when these two opposites is coming together, then they are not opposites anymore. They work in harmony. So when you recognize your true source, everything that was opposites and confusion before becomes harmonious. No more conflict. No more doubt. No more comparing. No more judgments. No more looking, because everything is in balance. I cannot pretend it does not exist anymore when you told me that courage is needed to take on this path. I was not so aware, like I am right now, of how much strength, truth, and courage was needed. And this is just the beginning, Sharon. Just the beginning. And courage is needed the whole way. And dedication. Dedication to yourself, to truth. To wake up. To become unshakable. That you can see things as they are and not be confused. You told me that courage is needed to on this path. I was not so aware like I am right now. Yes, that's the thing. When you come, you are not aware. And you have to be patient, because this is just, you start recognizing something. And it goes on and on and on and on. You have to integrate this new teaching. I'm trying to teach you something that is unteachable. But in some mysterious way, you can catch it. But it's beyond your intellectual understanding. It comes from your totality, your own realization. And then you get that courage. You cannot do the courage. It comes by your own realization that this is why you are here. The same as your dedication, your trust, your love. You cannot do it, it happens. And how does it happen? It happens by your own understanding. So be patient, Sharon. And I have compassion for you and Bhavini. Because you came in the middle of the retreat. And I did an exception. Because the Italians are like the Japanese, they have very little time of work. Otherwise, I always want people to be from the beginning, and especially when you are new. Because you are not in tune. You have to understand. And to fall into tune in the silence, this is very difficult. Because everything is new. Silence is new. This place is new. So if you had come in the laughter and before the laughter when the retreat started, you will have understood and seen much more. And for an Italian to be in silence in itself is a miracle. Amazing. So miracles are happening. And you had this trust, you had this love in me. In spite of everything, you fell in. But it would be much better if you had been there longer and from the beginning. Because I have designed it so gradually you get to ask all your questions, you can talk with the people, and you can empty out yourself, and then the silence. And then you are longing for silence. But if you just come and you have no idea, everybody is silent, very serious, then you are in the gap. Also, I have compassion for you because you don't understand so good English. And by listening, slowly, slowly, all your doubts and your understanding, your true understanding, will come up by itself. So in this way, you have to have even more trust, more patience with yourself, more longing to go beyond any words. Which is where I want to take you anyway. Because silence doesn't happen before there is no more thoughts. I'm neither the fear nor the pain.
Non sono più la paura nel dolore.
in this moment, I feel I'm acceptance. Yes, Sharon, acceptance is the right way. Acceptance is beyond any mental understanding. You know it's something deeper that is happening. And you accept. You trust the process, you trust the master. Inshallah. So be it. That is acceptance. My body has no resistance. I like this feeling in my body. I like it to be with me for the rest of my life. Yes. Of course, when you feel how it is to be open, and when you are open and there is no pain, that means you are healed. Any pain means there is something that shouldn't be there. Be that physical, mental, emotional. When there is no pain, when there is acceptance, when there is wholeness, that means you are healthy. And health means that you don't feel your body. Everything is open, empty, conscious. So, of course, you touch something that you like, that stays with you for the rest of your life. It can stay with you. Just don't get involved with anything else. That is the awareness. No, you know that this feeling is in you. This realization is in you. That you can just be acceptance. The strong wish to write to you this letter came out of a question that has been with me for a while. If the ego is a weed, this means that it is the evil that needs to be uprooted. In a world where everything is in transformation and nothing gets destroyed, what does the ego transforms into? The ego doesn't get transformed into anything, because when you wake up, you realize the ego was never there. And it is a weed in the way that it takes over all your beautiful flowers. So if there is no awareness, just like the weeds start coming into your garden, this is what's happening with the human life. We are not aware, because the society, the parents, the schools, everything is unconscious. They're teaching things that is important, which is just using the head. They have forgotten the heart, the soul, the being. Meditation, truthfulness, love, friendliness. This is very low on the list. You don't need that to be an accountant, to be a doctor, to be a lawyer. You don't need that. You need the mind. So people have big minds, but very, very small spirits. That is the weed. The weed has taken over the garden. You can hardly see any flowers. And the few flowers that are there, soon the weed will take over. That is how the mind, how the ego functions. Then you think you are the weed, you think you are the ego. Because that's all what you see. Is ego, 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 projection, projection, projections. Now, when you start coming back, when you come to satsang, and the master says, you have to have courage. You have to wake up. You have to take responsibility. You have to look at yourself. Then any weed that you have to start cleaning out. And he said, go on. Be strong. Throw it out, everything. That is what I call the homework, which everybody has to go through. Some people have a lot of weeds, some people very few weeds. Then one day, when all the weeds are out, it's a great day of celebration. Then the flowers that was there before, they will come by themselves. Because now you have taken away all that was hindering, which is all your mind fog, your egos, your projections, your jealousy, your hatred. So it is absolutely a must. All the weeds have to go. That is what is the hard work, and that is what you need courage for, because it's very easy to give up. And very easy to look at something else and you forget yourself again. So the ego doesn't get transformed, it just disappears. When you wake up, you see the ego was just kind of misunderstanding. It's gone and gone forever. The ego is the false you. That is hindering the real to come forth. When your eyes is open again, like Jesus says, healing the blind, then you see. When you regain your eyes, then you see everything as it is. There is no thinking in that. There is no doubt. You see things as they are. Everything falls into place. Lots of gratitude, beloved. And lot of gratitude for the name you gave me. It shows me the path to follow. To honor and to take care every day. With lots of love in my heart and tears of transformation. I hug you, Sharon. Namaste. But be very aware of the mind, Sharon. Because this ego, this mind, is very, very subtle. And it can hide behind many things. Whenever you feel something is fishy, but this little bit makes you uneasy. Look at it. Be true to yourself. Ego is a weed. And it's only the ego that creates a separation between you and existence. So when the ego is gone, there is no more separation. That's why the masters are saying it's very, very easy. Just drop the ego. So easy. But then for you, all is ego. So if you drop everything, then what is left? That is the question. Who am I? Without the ego. Beloved Master, Il Maestro, King of the Kings, with infinite compassion, you go on kissing the frogs. I love everything, even the frogs. Only hammer frog sometimes takes my... It's a little challenge. But even then, who goes on kissing the frogs with serenity and patience and insists that behind and beyond those strange creatures dwells the prince? Yes. It's unbelievable, but it does. This confident frog plays and cries and stays till still in trust, learning how to bow down and melt, turning into vapor, disappearing in the holy lotus feet of the Beloved. You are my life, the love and the grace. I'm yours, gratitude and love, Mahendra. Good. By the way, Mahendra, you're not a frog. Hallelujah. My dear Master, soon I'll be back home and I will take you with me. I really hope that this will help me in those sad moments that happens to me. In those moments, this is what happens to me. In the morning, when I wake up, I'm thinking, great, another day, another unattached day for me. And I'm grateful, curious, and excited. I go out of my house with joy in my heart. Then the day goes by, I meet people, And I realize that around me it is a bit different. Not everybody is happy by this new day. And then I often come back home in sadness. With no reason, it's like there is sadness underneath. How can I not let joy slip away? Do I have to pay attention not to be distracted? Yes, Bhavini, you have to pay attention. And maybe that's where you have missed. You have to pay total attention for what is important in life. And that changes as you get more and more conscious. What was important before might not be so important now, because you get a different understanding. Different things become more important. So you have to pay attention to not be distracted. Because everything is distraction. And you are used to being outside yourself, listening to everybody, looking, hearing, smelling. All the senses take you out. And the art of meditation and self-realization, to come back home, to find peace, is that you have to stop all this and turning all your senses more back to yourself. You have to stop all that leakage, so you can start paying attention to yourself, trusting yourself, not what other people are saying. Getting to know thyself. And then total attention is needed. And it's very normal that very happy spirits, loving, they go around like butterflies. But there is not much awareness there. Not much attention to your own center. So that's why I'm talking always about these two parts, love and meditation. You need both. And you have to start cutting down on these things that is taking you away from yourself. Which can only come from your own understanding. And when you see, then everything clicks, yes, this is how it is, and it becomes easy. If that understanding hasn't happened in you, then it becomes an effort. You want to become good. You want to become spiritual. You want to become meditative. But you cannot do these things. It comes from your own understanding. And that, out of the understanding, the action will follow like shadow. So don't be distracted. And don't be so much with people that brings you down. Be with people that lift you up. I mean, just my suggestion. It's, I never tell anybody what to do. And if you have somebody that tells you what to do, get away from them. People have been telling you what to do your whole life. And look what a mess you are in. I'm trying to make you listen to yourself. So you know. Not what people say. Do this and don't do this. No, life is total freedom. Be intelligent enough to live your own life. Anyway, I feel lucky. Life up to now has been very generous with me. From any point of view, especially with negative situations, which have strengthened my connection with the divine. But now I'm tired. I need a break. I need love, kindness. I don't need anything else, I think. Or rather, I need to be cuddled. That's why I ask you, can you talk to me about love? Can you talk to me about kindness? It is right, Bhavini, that you need a break. And that will come off for everyone when you start coming back to yourself. Because you just want peace. And if that is not clear, it's just a sign that you are not in touch with yourself. And this is how life itself is challenging you. You have to have a break from all the nonsense that you normally are involved in. You need a break to come back to yourself. There's no way around it. No, depending on your own understanding, that will be very easy or very difficult. If it's just a little understanding, you again will get influenced by the outside. And you will get involved instead of listening to yourself. Then many times, coming, going, forgetting, remembering, up and down. Till one day, no, it's enough. If you can accept you want a break and you are longing for freedom and peace, then really look at how you can take better care of yourself. And also, like I told Sharon, I feel compassion for you. Because you are new here. And you would have needed to be here the whole time. So you can also be together with people, not only in silence. Which is not easy to just come into the silence. But you forgot, you missed the celebration in the beginning. Which is the other side of me. First I make you celebrate and make you happy. You can ask every question you want. And then hopefully take you into silence, into yourself. So you still must have many questions that is tumbling around in your head. It takes time. And if you, which you haven't understood so much because you don't speak so good English, but I had many letters in this retreat also, that people have been here for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, and they get it. It's not something that can happen overnight, or if it does, it's very seldom. You have to be dedicated. You have to be steady. You have to be committed. You have to find that trust. You have to be patient. I don't deal with just like a weekend thing. I know how deep your habit is, how deep your conditioning is. So no, you will face that, Bhavini, when you go back again. To really start taking more care of yourself. And don't get so much involved in things that makes you confused. Because the mind is always confused. And it has to become one. So whatever story, don't get involved so much in this story. Or anybody's stories. But feel what that story creates in you. That is the message. The mind gets involved with the stories, with the dramas. Then you lose yourself. If it creates some feeling in you, that is valuable. Because that is your feeling. Any story can belong to anybody, it has nothing to do with you. So a very simple technique for you, that most probably you can practice the rest of your life. Don't get so much involved in a story. Listen to your own feeling. And that feeling is yours. Whatever feeling comes up, it has to do with something with you. Then listen, what can you learn from that feeling? Feeling is much deeper. Head is always confused. Head is judging, he gets angry, he gets hurt, he gets jealous. But the feeling, that is something different. And that is yours. I need a break, I need love, I need kindness. That is also something to remember, Bhavini. Because most of the love that you know and everybody knows is an emotional love. And I'm talking about a much deeper love. That love is God. And to feel that love that is really will heal you, you have to go beyond the emotional love. Because the emotions belong to a person, which is separate. And truth is impersonal. So it means you have to lose your person, your separate identity, which is the ego, to get that love. So, from the side of truth, or from any master who has realized the truth, love might be understood or not understood. Like a Zen master, a poor disciple comes and asks, where's the Buddha? And then the master beats him out the door. Or throws him out the window. Or Meher Baba, a great enlightened mystic, he found a master that he could go to. And as soon as he came into the master's courtyard, and the master saw him, the master started picking up, he already had some big stones there. And he started throwing them. Get out of here. And poor Meher Baba wanted to come closer, and then one stone in the middle of the forehead. And then he had the satori. But Meher Baba was a very evolved soul. Anybody else would say this master is a madman. This is not how an enlightened being should be. But I tell you, they come in all shapes and colors. What is important is to get intimate with one that you have that trust in, that love for. It's not how they behave. It's not even what they say. Because it's beyond the worlds, it's beyond the physical. And that is the same with the love. That is the esoteric meaning of the cross. One is horizontal, the other is vertical. And that is how the two loves are. The love you know is horizontal. And that's why you ask about this kindness. This kindness for you is just like a sugar candy. Goody goody. If you are good to me, I'm good to you. It's almost like a business deal. No, you haven't found the real good in yourself. If you find what is really good, the real love, that love is also strong enough to shake you up. Because it's beyond the time. This horizontal works in time. And that is how you are attached to so-called love. You want to possess it. It is in time. You want to hold on to it. Be nice to me, love me forever. That is the person, that is the ego. Then you have the other that is vertical. That means it's now. So that nowness, if you wake up, lasts every now. It's always new. Then you are in that love, which is God's love, or self-love, love of the self, of God. Then you don't need to talk about any kindness. Because you are kindness, you are love itself. And that's where the Master wants to take you. He will always try to push you to go beyond your little self. There are things that you need to be cuddled, that you need kindness. This is just the little you. It's not your real self. Don't get lost there. Go beyond and find God's love. Then God itself will cuddle you. How is that? Isn't that better to always be cuddled forever in God's lap? And when you have woken up, God will love you so much they will cuddle you forever. That is the happy marriage. When I met the great enlightened being, Papaji, and he was so happy with me, and he said, "No, you have married somebody that will never divorce you." And this is what I was talking about. Then who you need to ask to cuddle you? Or kindness? So that is why you are new here, Babaji. I have to teach everybody A, B, C of the truth, of meditation, of disciplehood, of freedom. So in some way you have to pick up what you can. You are just starting. You are hanging in the thin thread. No, it depends how you take care of it, this seed that I'm giving you. Don't get lost in the mind, in the emotional, in this any story. Remember things as they are. It's something beyond. It's something eternal. Remembering that, you find peace. You find love. And not only that, but in my experience, then everybody wants to cuddle you. And I just want peace. Because that cuddle won't do you anything in the big run, in the big picture. It is just temporary. And I want to wake you up forever. Otherwise you get attached just to that hug, to that attention. No, you're not a baby. This is not kindergarten. I want you to be happy forever. So be strong in spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you for existing with all my heart, Bhavini. So this is deeper than what you are aware of, Bhavini. But that's part of the master's job, to make you aware that what your heart is longing for is God's love, is freedom, is silence, is peace. It's not the physical, emotional. And only through meditation and knowing yourself will you realize that. Beloved Babaji, in the silent sitting today, a memory came. It was about taking care of you before, long time, in Tibet. You were then an old man, but very young inside, so fragile, light, and happy, just like you are now. We tended you with a lot of care, and my heart really remembered the feeling. It was pure love and care, and so, so beautiful. Is it possible that you were my master also then, with much love and devotion, flat on the ground, Taru? Yes. That is possible, because I was there with my master. And this is how love functions. What you love most in the moment you die, that's where your spirit goes. What is the most beautiful, most important in that life, that will lead you on. So be careful what you love in this life. If you're mind and being is set on love, then love will appear. If your last wish is pure, that will lead you on. That's why it's so important, don't get involved in the lower self that takes you away from the higher. If you are full of love in the moment of death, then love will lead you on. If you are full of fear, then fear and hatred will lead you on. You will end up in totally different places, I promise you. Look where you ended up now. Another thing is that the master always keep an eye on the lovers. I didn't find Osho, he found me in this life.
To God's Arjuni Sibam Guru Prasad Chap At Sach Jagat Sach Ebi Sach Nanak Ho Sibi Sach Nanak
the master is taking you into unknown dimensions of yourself. And when the seeker comes, he's very shallow. He doesn't understand. He has his ideas, his projections, his desires. But never look at the action of the master. So, if you look at the master, Sun Master, who throws somebody out of the window or give them a good beating, it looks very wicked, brutal. Only those who are ready to take that will realize that it was out of love, out of compassion. That love and that kindness to a master is way beyond anything you have known, and that you needed that because you couldn't see. You were very shallow. Only if you have that trust and longing to go beyond your own ideas can you touch that kindness, that love. Because it belongs to a different dimension of yourself, which is unexplored. It's a spiritual dimension. It's the divine self. Nothing to do with the ego or the emotions. That can only be understood when you have touched that. Then you understand what love is, what kindness of the master is, what real kindness is. Then you will be fulfilled. then no questions and no answers are needed. Hari Om. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Let there be peace and understanding in the whole universe. May every heart wake up. Om Shanti.